Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you. We've had a fun little break. Justin and Todd are here.
You almost dropped
from Jungle Queen.
Yeah, you almost dropped an alligator. They said we could name the alligator.
Oh, that's very exciting.
The baby gator, 3-4 months old. You almost dropped it in Leroy's lap.
Yeah, I Odell'd it, though.
We have an alligator just crawling around the table.
It's really awesome. There's an alligator in here, and Maui the lemur's in here. We can't wait to see him. Todd, Justin, thanks for coming in, guys. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
It's great having you guys. So, Junkie, I always knew like you guys did the tour. So, like, you guys go to an animal... like a place where people get to go see the animals?
Yeah, we have a private island, and our boat goes there. You leave out of Bahiamar, you end up at our private island. And then we have all different kinds of animals. We obviously got Maui. We have other ringtail lemurs. We have different kinds of monkeys and birds, a huge selection of birds.
How are we not doing shows from
this
the island?
This is so cool. And so I was looking on your guys' Instagram page. Like, just you're doing alligator wrestling there?
Yeah, like, every day.
Look at his arm.
That's crazy, man.
Look at Justin's arm.
Justin's pay for having fun.
Justin's arm is gnarled up. So that is from a gator.
Yeah, that's from a big alligator.
Can you tell us the story about that? How did that go down? If you're cool with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. It was about 5 years ago, and the shows go pretty much the same every time. It's pretty much the same general show, but you're working with different alligators every single day. And at the place that I was at with the Seminoles at the time, we had so many different alligators that I could always keep a nice feisty show. After a while, they get used to it. They'll kind of lame down a little bit, and then we'll switch the alligators out. Over there, I had 40 plus,
whoa,
so I could take an alligator whenever. And there was one there that was... He was kind of a beast. He was called Master Blaster.
That was
his name.
It's a great Master name. Blaster.
Yeah, he's a big boy. I still got him. He's probably almost 1,000 pounds now, 10 feet. At the time, he was about 400 pounds, still about 10 feet. He was a long gator, and his head was huge, huge head. So when I got on the back of him, he actually spun underneath me, and I stood up to sit back down, and he got me before I could get to him.
Whoa.
So he grabbed the inside of that bicep, took me right off, and spun it. It took him 8 seconds to remove pretty much the whole bicep.
And that's pretty crazy. So what do they take you immediately to the hospital? How does that go down?
Believe it or not, the front office called the police first. So the police showed up first. Now the tribe has their own police department, their own fire department, all that stuff. So the police showed up first, and they were taping everything off for a crime scene. I'm sitting there in a pool of blood. Nobody's helping. They're taping it off for a crime scene. So,
oops. Didn't mean to hit the table.
Oh, he's good. He'll be fine. He's used to it. The fire department finally showed up, and when they did, these are guys that I knew. They had come to many shows. They seen, you know, what I do over and over again. So when they came over, they didn't think it was going to be that bad. I've been bit many times before.
Then we opened
up that shirt, and I think everybody got ghost white, and they put me in the back of that ambulance, and it was good, I guess, that the police showed up because they cleared out every road all the way to the hospital.
Now, I'm just here. You say you still have Master Blaster?
I sure do. Absolutely.
What does that mean? You still have him? Like he's now at the Jungle Queen, or like he's in your house? Where is he?
He's actually over at Billy Swamp Safari.
Oh.
That's where he stays. But yeah, we're not getting rid of him anytime soon. I got sentimental value.
Of course, you guys have been through a lot together.
Oh yeah.
You know, anything that's hurt me, I have sentimental value too. Leave it alone.
That's pretty wild, man. So Ty, when you guys are putting on these types of shows with the, you know, are people always into seeing the alligators? I've been to one of these shows before in Orlando. Like, it's pretty crazy, like, how much people want to see the interaction with the danger. Like, is that one of the favorite parts of your shows?
I mean, my personal favorite part is watching the ladies around the alligator pit, just watching them freak out when they just slam their jaws shut, or Justin's putting his head inside the alligator's mouth or anything like that. I mean, I find that amusing. Generally, it's extremely well-received. I would say the majority of our afternoon cruise, the reason people go is just to see that.
All right, when's the best time to go? Like, when do we get the best animal? Because, listen, Tobin has been known to completely hose down other wildlife sanctuaries because he'll go for a tour and, you know, the XYZ bum-ass animal, insert animal's name here, is sleeping. Yeah. So when's the best? When are we going to get the most action?
I like seeing the action.
Well, I mean, the daytime is really the only cruise where he's wrestling the alligators. At night, we do America's longest running variety show and a dinner and everything. But so during the days where you get the most interaction, obviously you guys can let me know when you want to come out personally, and we can go ahead and
so just have you we come out during the day. Let's say it's a daytime, right? Like, we're not going to get a bunch of sleeping lemurs and, like, you know, just
well,
a bunch.
Lemurs are nocturnal, so you might.
Oh, well, see, no, we can't have that.
So you got to go at night?
I'll go see a night lemur.
Yeah.
Maui's up all around the clock. The black lemurs are always up and seem to be bouncing around. I don't know when they sleep, but the ringtails definitely are sleepy during the day because they're nocturnal.
All right, so we might have to figure that out. Might have to go for dinner. I don't know. I need to see awake lemurs.
You guys are welcome. I told you.
So can we get a look at Maui? Like, how is what kind of lemur
well,
is
do we,
he?
Do we need to put an unnamed gator away first before we get Maui out? Yeah,
you guys can figure out what we're gonna name it. Maui is a black and white rough lemur, and there's probably about 100 species of lemur. They all come from Madagascar. Most of them, if not all of them, are critically endangered. So the animal you're about to see is probably won't be with us for much longer.
It's wow. Why is it endangered? Is it a habitat thing? Do people hunt them? Why is there a lower in the population?
Poaching. That's the biggest thing in Madagascar.
Whoa.
Habitat destruction is probably the main thing for anywhere you go, really.
What's up, Maui?
Tell us about Maui.
Maui, he's about 2 years old. He's been with me since he was a little tiny guy. He was bottle fed with me. Here, I'm going to put it, actually.
Oh, he wants paper towels.
Hey, bud.
Tear up your stuff. He's going to break your computers, all that stuff. He's a good boy, though. He's about 2 years old.
He is a male.
And got him, like I said, is he knocking over your drinks and stuff? Yeah, he wants that soda.
He is fantastic.
He's playing with paper towels.
Look at him. He is gorgeous.
What's up, dude? So how old is Maui?
I think you about two. About 2 years old, yeah.
And people poach these things?
Yeah, people hunt just about anything over there.
He's
but it's
hit
more,
the
it's more deep
scissors. Take sharp objects away from Maui.
Your eyeball. The biggest thing out there is deforestation, habitat
What's
destruction.
Up,
that's, like I said, anywhere else, too.
You want my phone?
He wants anything right now.
But we get these guys. I mean, they do... You know, they're over at the Jungle Queen, so you guys
you tweet
know, people
for me?
Can come and enjoy him and all that stuff. But for the most part, we
he
use
just
him
took
for...
my laptop. He's taking the laptop.
What's something about lemurs that people don't know? Like a thing about the behavior, a characteristic that they have that maybe is unknown to a lot of people.
Well, I mean, all different lemur species are going to act in a different way. Like the ringtails are a little bit more standoffish. These guys are actually, as far as lemurs go, I think the best, most lovable creatures that you could possibly ever be around.
So furry and like I would.
He looks, yeah, he's...
I don't want to, like, make this, like, weird, but I would love to cuddle with that dude on a cold day.
It's fun to cuddle with him.
I mean, he's furry as heck.
And he can climb, too.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
He's going... He wanted to put the dolphin's helmet on.
At least somebody does.
That's a loser.
But we might have to change your name to Tannehill.
Jeez.
But he is, you know, they're really good. These guys, especially, they're very curious. They're not very standoffish. They'll actually come like this one would sleep in the bed with me. All
really,
stuff. He's good with the dogs, good with the kids, good with all that stuff.
You want my phone?
Are you've been a guy who's always
phone.
Just had like a natural relationship with all kinds of different
phone.
Animals? Like how did you get so into doing the exotics?
My father actually did all this before I did. So
really?
I was raised around all kinds
you're
of yeah.
My
we've
phone.
Rescued everything from bears, big cats, all the way down to crocodiles, alligators, venomous snakes, you name it, we did it. So I was had a different childhood, I guess. It was a good one. It was a fun one, but I've always been around this stuff, so I'm very comfortable with it, very relaxed with it. It's just, I guess, it's kind of normal to me now.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you're sleeping with lemurs, huh? Like if
lemurs, alligators, all kinds of stuff, man.
That's wild.
It. When I raise anything, I mean, want it to be good. Like I said, it's kind of an ambassador for the species, so we'll do stuff like this, you know, outreach things,
absolutely,
for the Jungle Queen or just for the animals themselves. Try and teach conservation, education. So.
Yeah, see, I think a lot of people have a misconception, or this. You know, thing out there that, you know, you guys are putting the animals on display and it's, you know, for commercialism and all this other stuff. And they don't understand the backstory that you really are trying to preserve, trying to get the good word out, trying to, you know, do positive things for the animals,
oh, yeah.
You know, as opposed to exploitation or, you know, you might go to another country and it's not the same.
No, things are different everywhere. And it's, you know, we do get a bad rap. All wildlife parks get a bad rap. Some people enjoy it. Some people go in with the mindset to, I already hate the place. They're in cages, this and that. But people don't realize, like, especially for me, anything that we get, anything that we rescue in the park or anything like that, it all gets worked with. We take it out.
It's awesome.
We make sure that they all have time out of their enclosures. We make sure that they all have pairs. You know, they're not just sitting in there by themselves. And really what it is a lot of people don't understand is zoos, wildlife parks, things like that. If it wasn't for them, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, people don't realize. There's a lot of things going extinct. And there's a lot of stuff that we'll never see again.
I had no idea that lemurs were endangered.
Oh, yeah. Critically endangered. And a lot of stuff out there is that people don't know. And the sad fact is that without these breeding programs or, you know, conservation through education or conservation just through the whole process of being a zoo and getting these animals that are critically endangered, we may not see them in the wild anymore.
A lot of people want us to name the gator Romberg.
Romberg?
Oh, my God. He would kill us. He would kill us. Is it a lady gator? Or is it a boy gator?
There's one way to find out. You do not want to know what that is.
That's all right. We'll pass on that one. I'm going to say if it's a lady.
Oh, no. Maui, don't go after your fellow brother gator.
Dude, that's not just because they go with the, just because they're both at the Jungle Queen doesn't mean they're brother and sister.
Yeah, they are. They tiptoe through the tulips together, hold hands.
Just like that lion and that jackal.
Oh, no, yeah, not.
Yeah.
I normally see when I do go to a zoo, like lemurs are usually kind of packed in together. Like why is that? They're usually bunched up. Kind of in a, almost in like a little colony.
Yeah, they're definitely, you know, it's a, no, I wouldn't say a pack mentality, but it's definitely an animal that wants to be, you know, when they're in the wild like that, they're in large groups, very large groups. It's a matriarchal society, so females run everything.
Really?
Yeah, it's not like, I'm going to say.
No, wait a minute. No, you're right. It is just like humans.
Yeah.
Females run everything.
Yep.
At least my house.
But yeah, they hang out in large groups. Most zoos and wildlife parks, well, anybody that's decent, will try and, you know, give the animal or recreate what they're going to get in the wild. So we do it to the best of our ability. Sometimes it always doesn't work out the way you want it to, but at the same time, you try and do the best you can to give them a normal life. You know, they are in enclosures, and I get that. I understand where a lot of people are coming from with the whole, you know, down-talking zoos and the animals are enclosures. I get it. I would rather everything be free. If it was a perfect world, everything would be like that, but people ruin everything, so.
Yeah, but that's a cool thing. Like, I know when my kids go crazy for things like the lemurs and the cute and cuddlies, and then also my son, who's a little terror, he loves, like, the alligator wrestling, would probably love a show like your guys. I mean, it's a lot of fun because otherwise they won't get that kind of experience. And it's cool that down here that we do have a lot of places like you guys. And I mean, like, yeah, your own island, that's pretty badass. Right. So where is that? How far is the island off?
It's not offshore. It's actually upriver.
Ah.
Hence the river cruise.
Yeah. It's
fair enough.
Goes up the New River through downtown. We're just west of 95 off the New River. Neighborhood of Davie Boulevard, 95.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's right down the street.
Yeah, yes. We got to take the show. We got to go out there, boys.
Oh, yeah. Show
for sure. We got to go out there.
For sure.
Because I am, like, I don't, like, gators, you know, I'll watch. Like, I've been to gator shows, whatever. That's cool. But, like, you put the baby gator situation near me. And, like, Leroy and I we were about to bet each other whether we could both hold the gator.
Oh, no, I've held the gator before.
Oh, so have I. Like, I did the photo shoot one time, and then I needed new underwear.
You didn't grow up with gators.
No, I did not grow up with gators.
I did.
I grew up with deer running through my backyard.
But it's funny how, as a kid, you would play with them and mess with them. So, like, we go on a golf course, we go slap them on the tail and run and stuff like that. And now, no.
Justin, how do you... How do you train for the tricks in alligator wrestling? Like, I've seen, like, before the under the chin, or just in general, like, is it practice? Is it like, you know, just seeing pops do it? How does that all go down? Because you're dealing with a crazy beast here.
Yeah, there's not much practice. It's either you're in it or you're not. Any hesitation, anything like that, and you pretty much get worked over. But I have been doing it for so long, not just with alligators, with all different kind of reptiles. So it was kind of like the same that I was used to ever since I was a kid. It was just on a larger scale. And I was really good at it. And then they started throwing me in for the shows. And there's some things, if you guys come out and see the show, there's some things that I do that nobody else does.
Really?
Nobody else, yeah.
Oh, there's Dina. We should have shown Dina the lemur. She would have loved the lemur. Can we take the lemur in to see Dina?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because
we'll tour the lemur.
That could be her prize for winning our bull pick'em.
That can be, I'm sure she'll be thrilled about that.
She wanted a tiara, but I think a lemur's better.
So, hold on a second, though. Like, so you're saying in your show that you'll see things, so you are going and you've seen other people do shows, you're like, I can one-up that? Is that the mentality of it? Like, or are you just...
No, I mean, maybe when I was younger. Now it's been so long with the same... Oh, they're gone. It's been so long with the same thing over and over again. It's kind of like, you know, I used to get the adrenaline fix from it. It used to be like, how far can I push this? And I think I've pushed it pretty much as far as you can. And now it's just like a normal everyday job for me. There's no adrenaline rush. There's no none of that stuff. But as far as like the tricks and stuff, I mean, they do believe it or not, they do an alligator wrestling competition.
What?
They do every year. What? It's about to come up too, 15th, 16th, and 17th February.
Where is it?
It's in Brighton Field Day. So it's like a seminal event. So there's a bunch of guys that go out there from all over the place to do, you know, a bunch of different stunts and stuff, get judged on it, and win some money.
And you've done this? Have you done this before?
Every year, yeah.
What's your best finish?
First.
Whoa.
Yeah,
really?
Me and one other guy. Me and Pharaoh Giles have taken it every year.
Screw those guys.
What is the prize? Is the prize pride? What is there a cool trophy? What do you get?
A trophy and some money.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Sick to your stomach even just thinking about it.
Well, I was
just thinking of everything. Look, you guys look at it and say, ooh, it would be really be cool to do this with this wild animal. And I see those teeth, and my mind immediately goes to all the things that wild animal could do with those teeth.
Like, if you had brought in a snake, I'm pretty sure Lee would be out.
Oh, no, I'd fight everybody in this room before I played with a garden snake. Oh, yeah. It is. Well, you understand where I'm from. Every snake is pretty much poisonous, so you just don't mess with them. And how people could carry around snakes, like I remember when I first came to Miami, you go down to Miami, and there'd be people standing on the corner with, like, pythons on their neck, and I'm like, how is that fun?
That's great. Ty, is that your same? Like, are you in the danger kind of thing, or do you like to watch it from afar?
No. I like to watch Justin.
He likes to run the business.
Yeah. Well done. Well, guys, thanks so much. How can people find you? What's the best way?
JungleQueen.com is obviously the simplest way. I'm not going to give out phone numbers or anything. Go on the website, check it out, see what we do. You know, we do a cruise to nowhere. We do a afternoon cruise that goes to the island. You'll see Justin wrestle the alligators. And then we have our dinner cruises, which we're really world famous for. We have all-you-can-eat barbecue, baby back ribs, chicken, shrimp. I sound like a commercial.
Wait, whoa.
You just dropped this on us at the end?
I invited you out for dinner, Leroy.
Dropped the barbecue, and he's like, whoa, we're at the animals.
The ears perked up.
We've been doing this for 84 years, so we're pretty good at it.
We might have to have a hashtag third hour cruise.
We're definitely going to go out as a show, for sure. Guys, I can't thank you enough. Todd, thank you so much for listening to our show.
You guys are awesome, man.
Brandon Lima, Justin, thanks so much, man.
Thank you guys. I can't thank you enough for the
great stories and everything, bringing to Maui and the gator to be named later.
Yeah, that's fun, man.
Rubber.
We really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Happy to do it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.